Abigail Fields was dying. Slowly. Terribly. The gunshot wound to her stomach leaking, her lagging heart stretching too long between beats. The man who had shot her was named Barden Smalls. He was a coward of a white man, and he had abandoned her in the ice-crusted dirt road outside the all-black settlement of Pueblo Libre to die. No doubt believing that she would expire in the course of time and worry him no more. Abby hated to admit he might have the right of it. Breath was getting harder to come by. The space between inhale and exhale, as wide as the Rio Grande Valley, where it cut through the high desert just below town, and the far shore could barely be seen. But Abby kept on breathing anyway, hoping that Mo would come. That anyone would come. But Mo, especially. As she'd like it to be her lovely brown face she saw last in this world. She imagined there weren't too many folks like her and Mo in heaven. Nothing in the Bible they'd made her read at that old nun house said much about black girls making it to the right hand of the Lord, at least to hear those old white spinsters at the nunnery tell it. If Abigail was honest with herself, the life she'd led so far was just as likely to land her somewhere a bit hotter anyway. Good then. Hell suited her just fine. Just fine indeed. A distant howl broke her from her reverie, followed by a mob of high-pitched yips. A shiver of fear rolled through her body. But all she could do was blink up at the gray winter sky above her. Catch the snow-capped tops of the distant mountain range out the corner of her eye. Feel the rough touch of dirt and the wet melting ice beneath her back. And try to keep breathing. Snowflakes fell. Soft and silent. Too silent. Silent meant everyone else in town was dead. Jolene at the schoolhouse, and Francis and Lucy who ran the post. Mr. Henderson and Rose, and Rose's sisters. Oh, and their little ones too. Even Mo? No, not Mo. She'd been out hunting this morning, shooting grouse to fill their table. She was miles away. Should have been, at least. But she was expected back by now, wasn't she? Oh, Lord, not Mo. It would be too much. Another howl. Closer now. Coyotes, out there in the distance. Scavengers, tricksters. Likely coming to this little township that was now only a buffet of fresh death. Perhaps it would be the scavengers and not Small's gunshot that took her life. Just like what had happened to her great-aunt Mary. Only Mary had survived a wolf attack and lived to tell the tale. But then, Aunt Mary was a legend. And what was Abby but a 16-year-old girl, shot in the belly by a coward of a white man, waiting to die? Part of her thought maybe she'd drawn Barden Smalls to her. Of all the settlements and all the places west of the Mississippi, she'd never thought to see him again.